With COVID-19 case counts remaining high in the greater Springfield, Massachusetts area, officials are wary about the upcoming holidays. With the recent surge in COVID-19 cases driven by younger people and with the spread of the virus occurring more and more among family members and friends, Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said people will need to forego, or at least greatly alter, upcoming seasonal traditions, including giving out candy to trick-or-treaters and having large gatherings for Thanksgiving dinner.
Hopefully this is the last year that we have to look at curtailing holiday traditions. But it unfortunately has to be done.
Springfield was one of the first municipalities in the state to say it would not sanction door-to-door trick-or-treating this Halloween and is not issuing official permits for activities such as haunted houses. Car parades and drive-through events are acceptable alternatives, according to the city.
And again, no door-to-door trick-or-treating occurring here in the city of Springfield, in the name of public health and safety.
Since late September, Springfield has seen a surge in new COVID-19 cases that has landed the city in the red or high risk category for community spread of the virus. Last week, there were 107 new confirmed cases. That's down by 59 cases from 2 weeks ago, but still considerably higher than the weekly case counts for most of the summer. The recent trend of younger people becoming infected is continuing. Of the newest cases, 39% were in people under age 30, 76% in people under age 50, according to Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton Harris.
It is important that we really do understand we are at a critical juncture, not only in Massachusetts, but across the nation.
The Springfield Public Schools last week announced a two-week pause in all fall sports practices and games after a student athlete tested positive for COVID-19. Officials declined to reveal the sport or the school involved. Classes are being held remotely in the district. Also, the city closed the Sear Arena in Forest Park for deep cleaning and sanitizing last week after city officials said they became aware of coronavirus outbreaks in New England associated with hockey. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 are inching upward. For the first time in 6 weeks, there are more than 20 people hospitalized with the virus in the Bay State Health Network, according to Bay State President and CEO Dr. Mark Kerouac.
The news has not been great around COVID. COVID cases are increasing across the world, across the nation, across the state, and in Western Mass.
Speaking at Mayor Sarno's weekly COVID-19 response briefing, Kerouac urged people to carefully plan upcoming holiday events, such as Thanksgiving dinner, to mitigate risk.
You can make things safer instead of throwing caution to the winds.
Guidelines for holding holiday gatherings during the pandemic are on the website of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.